Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. On this last Sunday of September. Whoo, it went pretty fast, didn't it? Hallelujah. Well, and we thank God for all that he did in this month of September. Amen. He's done great and mighty things. And as a friend of mine says, we woke up this morning. We're still here. So we give God all the glory, all the honor, and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. All right, Pastor Miles, ready to open us up with a word of prayer. Thank you, Pastor Miles.
Lord, thank you for being with us and
standing by us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
And holding.
Thank you for holding us, Lord, in the hollow. Yes. Glory to God. God bless our president.
And giving him.
Give him wisdom, Lord. Give him knowledge. And a good
understanding.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless the people of the United States. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Lead us.
Lead and guide us.
Yes, Lord.
And then.
Thank you for standing by us, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless this service, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Say hi to everybody, Pastor Mom.
Hi, everybody. And we stand and love you all.
Yes, we love you all.
We love you all, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it's good to have Pastor Mom here. Amen. And that she's up and looking well. She looks like she's going somewhere today. She's looking good. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. let's go to our scripture today. And let's go to Psalm 100. Well, either one is so good. Now let's go back to Psalm 95, because Psalm 100 is going to be part of the word today. So Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, part of the word today too. Praise God. Amen. I love how God does that. Amen. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we will go to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Hallelujah. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have given everyone, and I'll speak in today's vernacular, we've given everyone a challenge. You have a challenge to find the names of God from A through Z. You are challenged to do that. Amen. And then there'll be times where we'll open the lines and let you say the names of God, you know, that you have written down. You know, challenge yourself even near the end of the alphabet. That's when it gets a little challenging. That's the challenge of the challenge. But and this is something that the Lord has laid on our heart for us to do. Amen. Because he loves when we follow hard after him. Hallelujah. He loves it when we seek him and look to discover more things about him. And so put that challenge in your heart that you're going to find the names of God, the attributes of God from A through Z. Amen. And so we're gonna help you do that. And I've been collecting some songs here that talk about God and some attributes of his and his name. Hallelujah. And so I think we even played this last week, but we're going to do it one more time. Hallelujah. Lord, you're holy. And there's a part where it just begins to talk about him. He's wonderful, glorious, holy and righteous, victorious, conqueror, triumphant and mighty. So many attributes of the Lord here. Make sure that they're on your list. Amen. This is my...
You're holy, Lord, you're holy.
I'm trying to remember if I put it in my Word document or put it on my Google Docs, but it's in my Google Docs. Amen. Hallelujah. So wherever I am, I can just open it up when the Lord reveals another part of himself. Hallelujah. I can just open that up and put it in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, and I think, you know, I'm thinking about this. Next week will probably be a good time. It's the first Sunday. And so we could take a little time out and say who God is. So, amen. I'll say this one more time. He kind of won't let me leave this. This is, like, important to him. And it may seem very simple. It's A through Z. It may seem childlike, but it's not childish. It's childlike. Amen. And if we would do it, he'll bless us for it. Praise God. Amen. Let's go into our declarations now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Job 22 and 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're declaring, we're decreeing a thing, even out into the atmosphere, and things are being established. Hallelujah. Now, I know that some things would have happened to us had we not declared and decreed and put it in the atmosphere, and it was established. You know, it's not a light thing that we still hear. That's not a light thing. Many have gone over this past year or so. Many have been very ill over this past year or so. And yet here we are. We are still and yet here. And so we give God all the glory for just the ability to decree a thing and establish some things in the atmosphere that his light will shine upon our ways. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Hallelujah. And so the grass is pretty cool right now. It's okay. Still got to mow it. But not many days hence, it's not going to be like that. The grass is going to fade, wither. The flower is going to fade. They come back, though. Our little orchids are doing well. They faded for a while and came on back real pretty. Praise God. But the word of our God doesn't wither, and it doesn't fade. It stands forever. So let's declare and decree together. So repeat after me and do it with your heart like you really mean it, because you really got, if you don't mean it right now, you're going to mean it. You're going to need to mean it in the future. Praise God. So repeat after me. The Spirit of truth comes to me, teaches me all things, and he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation, and every circumstance that I come up against. For I ask for the wisdom
of God.
Amen. John, that's from John 16:13 and James 1 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Keep repeating. The peace of God, that transcends all understanding, guards my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable,
excellent,
and praiseworthy.
That's from Philippians 4, 7 through 8. Hallelujah. And I like all of these, but this is my favorite one. Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
an allergic reaction,
and every virus
that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body function
in the
perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's from Galatians 3:13. Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the declarations. Hallelujah. I know that there's been times that illnesses and different things try to come up on me, but I stand on the word, and I say, I know the word stands. Hallelujah. So I stand on the word. So we all do that. We stand on the word because the word stands forever. Hallelujah. We want to hear, we'll have a little praise and worship here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, our word today is psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So we're going to have some praise and worship. And we'll start today with, we bring a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Remember that? Amen. Let's sing it together. Hallelujah.
We bring the sacrifice of praise. Let's sing it.
Thank you.
and we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're going to have some more singing later on. Praise God, because that's what we're talking about today. Amen. But, you know, sometimes you got to give God a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Because it may not seem, or you may not feel like praising him, and that's when you give him a sacrifice of praise. And that's when things begin to happen. Hallelujah. As we just praise him, even with that sacrifice of praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our prayer for finances. Amen. You know, people are getting blessed. God is blessing people. This is such a wonderful time. And as I said before, the wealth transfer, you know, things are going on right now that we have never seen before. We've never seen anything like this before. You know, where people are talking about trillions of dollars, not just billions, but trillions of dollars. Hallelujah. And so there's a wealth transfer, and God wants to get it into our hands. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, I know that God is blessing Pastor Mom and myself, and I know he's blessing you as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to start off with our prayer for finances. So repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I commit my finances, to you. Be in charge of them. And use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward. Of all you give me. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful. I pray that I will find it easy to give to you and to others. As you have instructed in your word. Give me wisdom to handle money wisely. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost. Devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so that what I have will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom.
First, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wanted to, you know, I always say, if you have a testimony, then, you know, about finances or any testimonies, you know, you can press your number one key, and we'll, you know, make space for that. I want to tell a testimony. I don't know that I said this, but, oh, yeah, I kind of said it, that Pastor Mom has some medical equipment that you know, has been a blessing to her, especially through the night, that it's been such a blessing to her. And so we didn't know whether we were going to get reimbursed for that equipment or not. And I'm on a Facebook site with a bunch of people who have that same equipment, and they're really very upset because they have not been reimbursed for it. And, you know, the check came last week. I think I did mention this before. And I was so happy that, you know, the reimbursement did come. When so many are saying that they have not gotten it, and they've been trying to get it for a long, long time. And so I'm still in prayer for them. And at the same time, I thank God. And I know that I know that I know that our reimbursement came through because of tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. Because we, by his spirit and by his word that never fails, or his word that stands forever, you know, we've positioned ourselves to be able to receive from the Lord. Amen. So I learned a new word, embrace. Amen. And as we embrace what God is doing, he's going to bless in such a great way. If we embrace tithes, hallelujah. If we embrace offerings, if we embrace what the word of God says, then we'll see the word of God stand in our lives as never before. Praise God. There are three ways of giving to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and you all have been giving in all these three ways so well. We give God the glory. You may give via Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That it stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. $ESLCCC. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and we're at 2E. You can also give by mail and make your checks LCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Amen. And so right now we pray over all of the tithes and the offerings in the name of Jesus. We pray over your giving right now in the name of Jesus. Those who tithe, your word says, give that if just try you on it and test you on it. Hallelujah. In the book of Malachi, try you on this, test you on this, and see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, overflow blessings, that would be too much for us to receive. Oh, I love that overflow blessing. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Thank you, God, for it, so that we can give to others in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we also thank you for the ones who are giving. You said, giving it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you for the givers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. There's another overflow going on, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So we thank you for the overflow blessings. You're not a stingy God. You're an overflow God. In the name of Jesus, and we bless you for that overflow, even right now. And we always stand on your word from Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know that you bless us in money, and you bless us in things that money cannot begin to touch. In healing, health, wholeness, regulation of our mind and our hearts, Lord God, keeping us at peace in every situation and circumstances. Oh, that's something money can't begin to touch. But as we give, hallelujah, those things are touched by you as we are. And we give you praise and glory for it even now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before we go on to the word today, we have someone to celebrate here. We like to, when we know it's your birthday, now some of you, we may not know it's your birthday. You're going to have to let us know when your birthday is. But we know of a birthday, hallelujah, and that's Minister Rachel. Glory to God, hallelujah. We praise the Lord for Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. And we just thank God. Her birthday is coming up this week. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
So her birthday is on this, on the 28th, coming up. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to sing happy birthday to her. there's a song that we sing in New Jersey. I don't know if other people know it, but that song is, oh, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, 'cause Jesus is near every day of the year. Oh, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, for today and the rest of your life. And then we'll play a little bit of Amen. Happy birthday, Minister Rachel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Happy birthday, Minister Rachel.
Oh, thank you. God bless you all. I'm so encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray that God just gives you the best birthday you've had yet. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those who may not know, Minister Rachel is my goddaughter, and she lives in New Jersey. Amen. Just a beautiful woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go on to the Word of God today. We started last week, and this is a two-part series that I don't know if it's going to go past two parts, but because it's just so much to it that it's hard to even cover it because it's so much to it. But we just, you know, we listened to the Lord to see, amen, to see what he was saying about it. Praise God. And so we're just going to say what he has given for us to say today. So let's go into prayer. Praise God. Amen. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless you. You are the Holy One. You are the Wonderful One. You are the Glorious One. You are the True and Living One. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the psalms, the hymns, and the spiritual songs. We thank you for what you're doing in the singing, Lord God. Hallelujah. You've opened our eyes even the more to see how awesome singing is. Hallelujah. And we bless your name for it, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And even now, we thank you for our special guest for today, hallelujah, who's going to help us with this today as well. Hallelujah. Minister McAleen, Lord God, we bless you for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise as you move by your spirit as never before. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So as I said last week, we started with our psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And the subtopic to this is the time of singing has come. We started last week, and we had our special guest last week as well, Minister Amber Price, who helped us with this, and I'm going to do a review of what she talked about last week. She did such a great job at it last week. And so our main scriptures are Ephesians 5, 18 and 19, and Colossians 3 and verse 16. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 5, 18 and 19 says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord." And then Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart." Hallelujah. So last week we talked about what is a psalm, what is a hymn, and what is a spiritual song. And so we found out that psalms are spiritual lyrics in song. It's a scripture turned into a song, usually from the book of Psalms, but could be any scripture song from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I was sharing last week of some of the psalms that the Lord has given to me to sing. We talked about hymns last week, and hymns are humanly inspired lyrics and songs put to music. And some of the hymns that we mentioned were, "Great is thy faithfulness," "I've come to the garden alone." I'm committed to learn that song, that whole song, all the stanzas. Amen. Anyway, and "How great thou art," "It is well with my soul," "Amazing grace," and "Blessed assurance." So we're going to have our special guest today. We're going to open a line for you, Minister Micheline. And because I had asked people if they wanted to talk about the story behind a hymn. So Minister Micheline is going to tell us the story behind a hymn, and she's going to sing that hymn for us. Welcome, Minister Micheline.
Hi, good morning, family. I am so grateful for you, Apostle, and I'm just grateful to God. And the song "It Is Well" really is part of what I sing every day when I really get down and out. The song "It Is Well" was written by Horatio Spafford. And when I read about the trials of Job in the Bible, I thought about all of the heartbreaking trials that Horatio Spafford endured throughout his life. He lost practically everything and almost all at once. But instead of giving up or being angry at God, he wrote the lyrics to the song "It Is Well." And I just want to say, God is concerned about our soul, because Mark 8:36 says, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and lose their soul?" When we became Christians and accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, at the end of our human lives, he holds our souls in heaven for eternity. So the soul is something that we need to keep saying, "It is well. It is well with my soul," because God has our soul. So everything he holds in his hands, it is well. Okay, so I'm just going to sing the song now, because I just love it so much. And I just tell the Lord to just thank you. He tells me it is well every day. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance come true, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. My sin over bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. It is well, children of the Most High God. It is well. It is well. It is well. Hallelujah. It is well. I sing it almost every day. That's that part. It is well. No matter what, and it's been some things that have happened to me where I'm saying, okay, God, I don't feel so well, but it's still well because he's holding me, and it is well because I'm still here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Micheline. And I didn't give you probably a proper introduction. She lives in New Jersey. She has sang all over the world for the Lord. Amen, and it's such a blessing to have her today. Such a blessing to have you sing today. And I, you know, you can tell when somebody's just been saying that to the Lord, because I mean the anointing is all over it. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. And some of the hymns, you know, like It Is Well With My Soul, How Great Thou Art, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, those are some of the songs that, I mean, those are the ones that have been around for a long time. Amen. And, you know, to go back and to sing some of those songs and let them come out of your own mouth, it's such a blessing. You know, whether you are a professional singer or you're making a joyful noise, hallelujah, it's still, you know, when those songs come out, it's just such a blessing. It's such a blessing to us on the inside, and then it's a blessing even into the atmosphere for them to be sung into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then last week, we're still in the review part. We talked about what a spiritual song is. And a spiritual song is an impromptu song that comes by the Holy Spirit. It's given by the Holy Spirit. It may come in tongues or it may come in English, but it's a song that comes from the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15, it says, "What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also." Hallelujah. And many years ago, when I began singing in tongues, the Lord was telling me, sing more in tongues, because what happens is that it's bringing chunks of heaven to earth. Hallelujah. and it changes the atmosphere on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And then, you know, even when we sing in tongues, you know, whatever singing and praising that we do to the Lord, there's a change on the inside of us first, and then it goes out into the atmosphere. And last week I talked about the time of singing has come. The scripture was from Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 12. It says, the flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The time of singing is come, and some of the renditions say the time of singing of birds is come. And I was telling you all last week that they're finding hundreds and now even thousands of songbirds have died. There's something that's going on where the songbirds are, they're going blind and then they're dying. And a lot of them are running into buildings because they're not able to see what's going on. And so they're running into these buildings and they're just falling out and dying. And when I heard that, it just really touched my heart. And the Lord began to say, I need my people to sing. I need my people to sing now as never before. The time of singing has come. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the Bible talks about if we don't say anything, the rocks are going to cry out. And so, you know, the birds have been helping us for years. Love the sound of birds singing. And now it's our time to sing. It's our time to sing. So sing as much as you can. Now, last week, Minister Amber Price came on, and she was our special guest, did an excellent job of talking about praising our way to victory. And if you want to hear the everything that she talked about, which was just excellent, she got this beautiful revelation from the Lord as well. You can hear that by just Googling Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And then you will see, if you do it soon, it should pop up, because I think our last 5 broadcasts or so will just show up. But you can also put Gitim Radio Psalms. Just put Psalms, and that should do it, P-S-A-L-M-S. So if you say Gitim Radio Psalms, then this will show up, and you can hear it. It was just excellent. And so very quickly, I'm going to give you the point. I'm not going to give you the scriptures behind the points. You got to go look those up. But or go back and listen to what she did last week. But she was talking about praising our way to victory. And she gave us 10 points on that. And she was saying that we worship the Lord through music. And we worship through prayer. Hallelujah. And how that delights the Lord. We worship through praise and thanksgiving. We sing to God. Hallelujah. That wasn't a point, but 3 was that we worship through praise and thanksgiving. 4 was we worship through confession of our sins. Amen. That was interesting, but it's true. We worship as we confess our sins. The 5th one was we worship through his word. Hallelujah. Through his great word. 6, we worship through thanksgiving. 7, we worship through giving. Glory to God, we just did that. We were worshiping as we were giving. Praise God, we worship through serving. Amen, as we serve the Lord. 9, we worship through nature. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we can look at all the great things that he has done and we can worship. 10, we worship God in our day-to-day life. Hallelujah. You know, keeping our mind stayed upon him. And this one fits somewhere in here somewhere, but we worship through listening and sitting in silence. Hallelujah. Amen. And it, and she was saying how it takes effort and attention, but just sitting in silence for the Lord. Praise God. So that was our review from last week. And so we'll go on to what we have today. As I began to go over or just listen to the Lord to see what he wanted to say, you know, he took me back in time and showed me some things even about my life and what he has done in my life with music. And so that was just very extremely interesting to me that, you know, that he said that. And I was just, you know, I was like, well, Lord, do you want me to talk about this? And so I believe I'm going to talk about it today and give you a testimony of how the Lord has worked in my life through music. But before we get to that, let's continue on, and there's a scripture that is just awesome, because, you know, it's a time to sing. We have psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and I believe that that's our arsenal. That's our repertoire, you know, for singing unto the Lord. And the thing that just kind of blew me away was Zephaniah 3:17. Zephaniah 3:17, that the Lord sings over us. Zephaniah 3:17, he sings too. He wouldn't even ask us to do something that he has not done already or that he doesn't do. And we're doing things that are that he does because we're created in his image. And so Zephaniah 3:17, it is such an encouraging verse. It says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he just, I mean, that scripture is just full. First of all, the Lord, he's in the midst of thee. Amen. Get him, God in the midst. Amen. He's in the midst, and he's mighty, and he'll save us. And he rejoices over us. So he's not singing a sad song over us, all right? He's not singing a lament over us. Hallelujah. He's rejoicing over us with joy. And then he's not in a hurry. He's going to stay. He's in the midst of us, and he'll rest in his love as he's just rejoicing over us with joy. And then he will joy over thee with singing. Hallelujah. He'll joy. That joy is all in that. So this is a happy time of what he's doing over us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Excuse me, I don't know if you've read Jesus Calling, but I ran across this in Jesus Calling. And Jesus Calling is really, it's like a prophetic word that's written to us from the Lord. And, you know, many times I'll find something that's going on in my life when I read one of these. And so this one stood out to me because it ends with Zephaniah 3:17. And it says, there is no place so desolate that you cannot find me there. When Hagar fled from her mistress Sarah into the wilderness, she thought she was utterly alone and forsaken. But Hagar encountered me in that desolate place. There she addressed me as the living one who sees me. Hallelujah. Through that encounter with my presence, she gained courage to return to her mistress. So no set of circumstances could ever isolate you from my loving presence. Not only do I see you always, see you as a redeemed saint, glorious, radiant in my righteousness. That is why I take great delight in you and rejoice over you with singing. Hallelujah. So God sees, you know, we may be in the middle of something, but he sees the end from the beginning, and he's singing over us with joy. Hallelujah. It's not a sad song. It's a joyful song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So he sings over us. And then I want to talk about what happens when we sing to the Lord, because that's a response. As he sings over us, the response is that we sing to the Lord. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5, is a beautiful song. It's a psalm of praise. And the Lord gave me a melody to go with the entire song. And you know, for a long time we sang it at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And hallelujah. So I'm going to sing it. Amen. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing, for the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all. And his truth endures to all. And his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So, amen. So, if the Lord has not given you the melody to a song, ask him to do that. Hallelujah. Ask him, and he will. He'll give it to you. Amen. And as he was giving me that, I mean, I sang it over and over again, and it got all down in my spirit. Praise God. So what happens when we sing to the Lord? And this psalm really talks about it. Hallelujah. You know, when we sing to the Lord, we can serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. And I love it, the beginning where it says, make a joyful noise. So you don't have to worry about if you haven't taken voice lessons, if you don't think you sound all that great. He's happy with a joyful noise. It's about the joy in your heart that comes out. It could be a noise, but God hears. He's going to hear it differently. Amen. Amen. I think about on the Oprah Winfrey show many years ago, they had babies on there, and this woman, she had kind of figured out the baby language. So she knew if a baby was saying, nah, what that meant, you know, and that meant that the baby was ready for a bottle, that they were hungry. And so there were sounds that the baby was making that she got like a interpretation of that. So when we make a joyful noise, God is, he has an interpretation. You know, he knows that this is joyful and it's to him, and he's glad about it. Hallelujah. And so anyway, when we sing to the Lord, we can serve the Lord with gladness. And we come into his presence as we're singing. And when I think about serving the Lord with gladness in song, just recently, he's just really laid on our hearts to sing more here, you know, at home. And most of you know that that we are caregivers for mom, myself, Pastor Catherine, when she's here, and any of our siblings as well. And so he said, you know, as you're serving, turn the music on, praise me, worship me. And it makes it so much easier to serve the Lord. Hallelujah, when we sing to him and with gladness. And there's many times where I'll be helping mom to prepare for the day and, you know, getting dressed, and both of us will be singing. And it makes it so much easier to do it because we are in the presence of the Lord as we're singing, and then everything else just seems to flow so much better. And the psalm goes on to say, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And as we sing, you know, we just know more that we are so, he's with us, we are with him, who we are in him, and we just know that. And then here's what happened. Verse 4 in Psalm 100. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into his courts with praise. And we're thankful unto him, and we bless his name. And what happens, you know, we read the scripture, and we just think about, oh, yeah, you know, we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. But when David wrote this so many years ago, everybody could not just enter into his gate. And you just couldn't go into his court. The priest could only go in like once a year. You know, the priests that were designated to be able to go in could go in. But glory to God, when we sing, we are there. We are there. When we sing, we're at his gate. Hallelujah. When we're singing, we're in his courts. When we praise him, we're in his courts. Hallelujah. And as it started in the beginning, we come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. As we praise him, then we go into a worship, and we go right through into the Holy of Holies, into the very presence. We go into that worship with God. And that's what happens when we sing to the Lord. It's a lot going on when we're singing to the Lord. And it's all good. It's all good. Amen. And then another thing, and there's so much that happened, but we're just going to talk about a few things today. Another thing that happens when we are singing to the Lord, the enemy is defeated. Hallelujah. With songs of praise. Second Chronicles 20. And verse 22, and you can read, you know, on your time, you can go ahead and read verse 22 through 30 of Second Chronicles 20 22 through 30. I'm going to read part of it. 2 Chronicles 20, I'm going to start at 22. This is what happens when we pray, when we sing to the Lord. And when they began to sing and to pray, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which had come against Judah, that they were smitten. And that ambushment, that's a good word right there. Hallelujah. And so to ambush something is to lay in wait for it, to take it by surprise, attack by surprise. An ambushment is to trap something, to pounce upon it, to lay in wait for it, to waylay it, hallelujah, to entrap it, to ensnare it. And so when we began to sing, and I got this visual of, you know, get up in the morning, you take your shower, you sing in the shower, you get into a good praise with the Lord, just singing. And little do we know, when we're even in the shower just praising the Lord, as we drive down the street and we're praising and worshiping the Lord, and the Lord said, oh, okay, I see the enemy has set a trap for them, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a trap for the enemy, because they're praising me, they're singing to me, hallelujah, hallelujah. So things, God is sending out ambushments against those things that will come against us. And we may never even know about it until we get to heaven. But because we sang, hallelujah, the Lord sent an attack by surprise to the enemy. And the enemy thought he had a surprise, but the Lord sent a surprise to the enemy. Hallelujah, right in the enemy's camp, because we were singing and praising the Lord. So when you feel in your spirit, you feel a psalm, a hymn, a spiritual song, go for it. Go for it. Because ambushments are being sent out. Hallelujah. First of all, you know, as you sing, as we sing, we get into the presence of the Lord. And then the Lord begins to work on our behalf and sending out those ambushments. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so it's so many things that God does as we sing. Hallelujah. Another scripture that would be good to look at, amen, and this is by no means exhaustive. Hallelujah. This is just a little touch here and there of a greater, this is like the tip of a great, great big iceberg of what God is doing. Hallelujah. When we sing, we just lay it before the Lord, and he has the final say on everything that's going on. On Psalms, talks about, you know, what the singers did. Hallelujah. And the singers went before the players. This is in Psalm 6, verse 25. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed, and after, among them were the damsels playing the timbrel. And bless ye God in the congregation, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. Hallelujah. And then go on to 31. Psalm 6 and verse 31, and the princess shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall stretch out her hand unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord, to him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old. Lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. Oh God, thou art terrible out of the holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Amen. So as we sing, we lay hold to that strength and that power. And, you know, I used to kind of think, wow, why they say God is terrible? But the things that he does against the enemy, that's terrible. That's terrible to them. You know, it's kind of from like terrorizing the enemy. But to us, you know, oh, this is a picture I get. You ever seen a picture of two lions? And, you know, the male lion, he looks like so fierce. And, you know, it may look like, you know, like he's just so fierce. And I had a picture of this years ago where the male lion just looked like he could just tear you up in a second. And the female lion was leaning on him with her head on him, like she was just in the greatest, safest, calmest place ever. Hallelujah. And that's how it is with us. You know, to those who come against us, you know, the Lord, he looks terrible. He'll hurt them. But to us, we can just lean on him and sing to him. Hallelujah. And then God gives us a song in the night. We should all have a song in the night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're talking about nighttime, and we're talking about when there's darkness around us, that there should always be a song in us. Hallelujah. A song, even as Minister McAleen said, you know, a song that'll just get us through. Hallelujah. We could just throw our head back and sing, oh, it is well. It is well with my soul, Lord. Hallelujah. Because I know you're in charge. I know all is well, no matter what it looks like. We all need a song in the night. Psalm 42 and verse 8 says, I'll say the scriptures and I'll go back to them and read them. Psalm is four of them. Psalm 42 and verse 8. Psalm 77 and verse 6. Psalm 34 and verse 1. And Isaiah 30 and verse 29. So Psalm 42 and verse 8 says, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Hallelujah. So, hey, we got a daytime song and we have a nighttime song. Amen. With his loving kindness. Hallelujah. Psalm 77 and verse 6, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Hallelujah, that wonderful song in the night. You know, sometimes I wake up at night, and there's a song rolling around in my head at night, and I praise God for that. Amen. And I'll start singing that song in the night that's rolling around in my head. Praise God. Psalm 134 and verse 1, a song of degrees. And I said, one day I'm going to minister on the song of degrees. It is so powerful. It is very powerful. And Psalm 134 and verse 1 says, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye saints. All ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And Isaiah 30 and verse 29. Come on, Pastor Mom. I'm going to have you read this right off of my screen here. I'm making it big for you. Hallelujah. Here it is right here. Isaiah 30 and verse 29. Ye shall have
a song in the night.
Mm-hmm. a holy solemnity is kept. And gladness
and
gladness of heart. And when one goes with a pipe
in the mountains of the Lord.
Amen. To the
mighty ones of
Israel. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Amen. And it says, ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept. You know, sometimes in the night a holy, solemn time where you could just feel the presence of God in the night. And gladness of heart. So it's a solemn, but it's not sad. And a gladness of heart as when one goes into a pipe and come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, who goes with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. Amen. Amen. So when we sing, a lot happens when we sing. Hallelujah. We can serve the Lord even better when we sing. And then we go into his presence as we sing. And he can send out ambushment. Hallelujah. The enemy will be attacked by surprise because we sang in the shower that morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He defends us against the enemy. And then, hallelujah, as we sing, we'll get strength and power because he has the final say in everything that's going on. And then he'll give us a song in the night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we also remember that he sings over us. And when he sings over us, it's a joyful song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now, I wanted to say the word sing is in the Bible over 400 times. Hallelujah. The word sing is in the Bible over 400 times, and 50 of those times are commands to sing. Amen. So the Lord wants us to sing. Glory to God. And before I close, I want to give a testimony of my life and song. And like I said, as I was, listening to the Lord to see what he wanted said, I began to think about my life and how music has been such a part of my life. I can recall the first song that I can recall as the first Christian song, and that was Fairest Lord Jesus. Fairest Lord Jesus, Lord of all nations, Son of God and Son of Man. And that song, when I was young, we lived across the street from a Lutheran church. And so we went to the Lutheran church. Hallelujah. And so, I say the kids went to the Lutheran church across the street, and the grown-ups went to the Baptist church. And I remember thinking, when I get older, I'm going to go to the Baptist church like the grown people do. But I mean, such a good time in that Lutheran church. And so I can recall when I was in the third grade, our teacher had a contest to see who would sing this song, I think at an assembly or something. And so I jumped up. I was in the contest and I sang and I didn't win. And I don't know why I still remember the girl's name who won. I don't even remember the assembly we had and her singing the song. I don't even know what the song was, but I still remember her name, who won. Her name was Elsie Roddy. Anyway, so something happened to me when I lost that singing contest. And much later on, about, 20-something years later, I realized that the enemy had put a thought in the back of my head that I could not sing. And so that was really something. So anyway, and I'll tell you about that, but God showed me something that even by the seventh grade, I still love music. And by the seventh grade, I started playing the French horn. And so I played the French horn through junior high school and through high school. And while I was in high school, I auditioned to be in the St. Louis Youth Symphony. So I was, you know, I was surrounded by music. And then I received a music scholarship to go to Texas Southern University, and I became a music major. And so, during that time, I would play the French horn, and I would just really kind of sing with the French horn and express myself in music. In my senior year of college, I auditioned to study and play with the Boston Symphony, and I did that during the summer of 1978. And then after that, I joined a community orchestra where we were living, I think at that time we were living in New Mexico. And then, interesting enough, by 1982, I stopped playing altogether. And that was the year that I got pregnant. So I stopped playing after I had the baby, my daughter. And then, but still there was music in my heart, still music. And then in 1991, I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and he filled me with songs when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues, I started singing in tongues. And then around that time, I was smoking cigarettes. And I prayed to be delivered. And what happened was the Lord took the cigarettes out of my mouth, and he filled my mouth with more songs. Hallelujah. It was like such a blessing. And then as I sang in tongues, he started to make changes in my voice. I was always an alto, and then my range changed. You know, and, you know, singing in the spirit. And then I realized that when I sang under the anointing, then it was like I didn't even need my breath. The breath that I was breathing was not, you know, because let me go back. When I was in college, not only did I play the French horn, but I had to learn every instrument and have a working knowledge of every instrument. And I took singing lessons. And still, even as I was singing back then with that, before God restored even the confidence to sing, I was still sounding like that girl in the third grade that lost her, that lost the contest. And I had to do a singing recital with that voice. So, and I did it. I passed. I graduated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, and I taught chorus. Isn't that interesting? And so, but there was a transformation that happened in 1991. And as I said before, that's what, when the Lord told me that every time I sang in tongues, it was like bringing pieces of heaven to earth. And he would have me do certain things, like if I was, you know, I'm in the car, driving in the car, and he'd say, you know, change the radio station. and sing. Whatever song is on the radio station, I want you to sing with it. And so I change the station and I sing with them, and I was like, wow, I'm like really singing with them. I'm not clashing with the song. I'm flowing with the song in the spirit. And then he said, okay, change the channel. And I would do that. And so then he let me know after I, you know, did that for a while. He said, now I can send you anywhere and you can flow by my spirit. And I was like, wow. You know, and that the way the Lord teaches, it reminds me of, you know, the Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off. You know, it just reminds me of that, because God will train us and teach us with something that seemingly has nothing to do with what he's training us for. Okay, and then in from 2004 to 2009, I lived with my friend, Robin, and I call her place the Robin's Nest. And so I was home most of the time during the day by myself because she was at work, and the Lord would give me so many new songs, just song after song after song. And he would give me these songs, and I recorded the songs that he gave me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one day they'll be public. But right now they're just, you know, recorded. And then he had me to minister in song. And Pastor Price, this was somewhere between 1991 and 1994. Pastor Price came to town, which she always came to, God always sent her to me, which is such a blessing. And one time she was like, you know, let's have a service at your house. And I was like, okay. And that was before I was a minister. And so she invited some people over. They came over that night. And she said, okay, lead us with praise and worship tonight. And I kind of looked at her, and I went on and did it. Hallelujah. So that was the first time I did praise and worship in public. And so since then, the Lord has had me to sing with people in hospitals. I mean, it's not all the time, but there are times. And one time I remember that was just, it was just awesome. There was an elderly Caucasian man. I didn't know him, but a friend of mine knew him. I think it was someone that I was with in the Women's Aglow with in New Jersey. And this man was about to die. And so I went, and I went to the hospital. He had not eaten. I think it was about 3 days. He had not eaten. He had not drank anything. He had not responded to anybody in about 3 days. And I went in, and the Lord told me to just worship. And so I just began to sing and just worship. And this man, who not responded in 3 days, his elbows were on the bed, and his hands went up. And he began to move his hands from side to side as he was worshiping the Lord. And it was like this was his last worship before he went home to be with the Lord. He ended up passing away, I think, within 24 hours. But his wife was so blessed to see that her husband was responding to praise and worship. You know, because he wasn't responding to anything else. It was such a blessing. And then we have a friend, Miss Dixon, to live in our apartment building with us. And she had a sister who was in a nursing home. And I went to, she wanted me to drive her to the nursing home. And that began to be a ministry. And we did it once a week. And so we'd go over a certain day of the week, and we take our lunch and we sit there with her sister and eat lunch. And then we go back to her room and we have a time of praise and worship, and we would have prayer and the word together. And her sister was something else. You know, you could tell she was an older, I don't know if she was in her 90s, but when the word of God started being preached and the singing started, man, she came alive. And so that, you know, that was another blessing of singing, just, you know, being there with her. And you knew that she had come alive when she started singing in tongues. So it was an awesome time, and I enjoyed it, you know, as much as she did. And then I recall, these are just things that the Lord's just bringing to my mind over the years with music and singing. And there was one time that we went to England, and so we were outside of a Ken Copeland service, and the Lord just told me to walk around and sing. And it was at night, and the pastor that I had come there with, she wanted to check out the children's ministry and talk to them, and so that was like our meeting place. So I just kind of stood there, and he said, just sing, just go up in the spirit, just sing, just sing. And so I was just singing, and people would be passing by, and after a while I stopped noticing the people and just sang. And, you know, by this time almost everybody was gone, and I saw these two people. They looked kind of odd, an odd couple. It was a little black lady. She was probably about 5'5", walking next to a Caucasian man who was about probably about 6'5". And so they came walking past me, and then they were saying, you know, how beautiful, how anointed the singing was, and I stopped singing. And but the Lord had told me to sing for like about 15 minutes, and my watch stopped, okay? So I don't know how long I was out there. But anyway, so the young man had come to find out he had hitchhiked from another country so that he could come to the conference. And he didn't have any money. He didn't have any place to stay. And so she was going to take him to some guys she knew to have a place to stay, but he still, you know, needed some money. And so the Lord had me stand out there that long so that I could be a part of blessing this young man who had found his way to the Ken Copeland Conference. And so these are just interesting things that the Lord just brought to my mind. And this last one was, it was just really miraculous. We were at Ministry Lane's house in Piscataway, New Jersey, and we used to have all-night prayer there. And this particular time, we were singing, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So we're singing that song as the sun was coming up, and suddenly, I think it was, I don't know, it was maybe about 20 of us in the house, and suddenly, we could hear angels singing. And, you know, I know music. You know, I've been around music. I know what chords sound like and all of that. I'm telling you, the sound of this singing was so glorious. It was like thousands of angels were in the room with us. And the chords, it was like chords on top of chords. And it was just wonderful. And we all sat, we kept singing, but our eyes were just bucked out because we knew that the presence of God was in that place. And then I recall, it's bringing me to tears recalling it, there was a young lady named Michelle who was there. She had been a drug addict for years. And she was there, and that night she got delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And since then, she has been a wonderful woman of God. And this has been close to 30 years ago. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God does a lot through our singing. And like I said, this was only just a tip of a wonderful, great, and glorious iceberg of what God, you know, is doing through our singing. So once again, I'll say the time of singing has come. Amen. Let the Lord use you in singing. And it gets better and better. Hallelujah. And I don't even know if I said one of the main parts, but when the Lord did, you know, restore my voice after from the third grade until the time I was 36 years old, you know, I really couldn't sing, you know, during that time. And I recall my daughter, she was little. I was trying to sing in the car, and she's like, "Mom, please stop." But, you know, after that, after the Lord restored my voice, it was totally different. And but I sang a lot before he restored it. Amen. So, and he said to me, he said, "You know what? What the enemy tried to take away from you all those years, he said, I'm going to give it back to you and even greater than you would have had before." So, I mean, not only is the singing to make a joyful noise before the Lord, and that's enough already, but also, you know, he's using the singing for healing as well. He's using the singing to bless and to bring his presence not only to me but to others as well. And so, you know, for me, I mean, I've heard men and women who sing greatly, who, I mean, their voices don't have a crack in it or anything in it. And, you know, and the way I feel is I'm not intimidated to sing as well, because I know that me singing is from God. Hallelujah. And so I just, you know, I don't want to compete with anybody. I just want to join with them to give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. So I pray for you even now that if you don't sing much, that you will sing more. Hallelujah. Just keep singing. Just keep making a joyful noise in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Let the Lord encourage your heart to even put melody to the psalms in the Bible. Make melody with the different scriptures that you read. Hallelujah. Or even you may even hear an instrumental song and put scripture together with it. Hallelujah. I encourage you to do that. And I even, by his spirit, I impart that to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And even hymns, that you listen to the old hymns and that God will give you a hymn. Hallelujah, our hymns in the name of Jesus. I impart that to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then even to sing in the spirit, those spiritual songs. Hallelujah. We thank you for an impartation of that as well. Hallelujah. Impartation and activation of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Hallelujah. That you give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise wherever you are. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you for it even now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before we open up the lines, we want to pray for those who are ready to receive Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior, and also to say some scriptures and pray the prayer so that those, because God's going to send somebody to you to be saved, and you'll be ready to pray with them so that they can be saved as well. Hallelujah. 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 I'm thinking of a song that the Lord gave me, and the song was, I want to share the love of God with you. And you repeat, I want to share the love of God with you. So you can ask Jesus in your heart too. So you can ask Jesus in your heart too. And when you are born again, and when you are born again, you can share Jesus with your friends. You can share Jesus with your friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a little song you put on my heart years ago. Amen. Amen. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord. And Romans 10:9 tells us how to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
We thank you, Lord God, that you're touching hearts and you're touching lives. We thank you for the impartation and the activation that has been done even on this day, Lord, for those who are listening right now and those who will be listening in the future. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
Tell me your ways.
And help me to follow you.
Help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray for you even now that God will just have his Holy Spirit to come upon you and seal you. Hallelujah. Preserve you blameless before him. Take all the blame out of you and just steal you in the name of Jesus. And then that he will fill you with his Holy Spirit and with power. Power to walk right, power to live right, power to even be in his presence day and night. Power to sing his word in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we invite you to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here on this line at 516-418-5699 every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. Praise God. We welcome you to come. Amen. Amen. And now we're going to open up the line. If anyone... has any comments, questions, any prayer requests, hallelujah, press your number one key, and we will open the line. Praise God. Pastor Price, praise God. Anyone else? If you have your number one key press, text me and let me know. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle. What a wonderful message today. Glory to God. Just awesome from beginning to the end. I thank God so much for this message. And like you said, this could be a message that could be ministered through I don't know how many times and how long it would take. I thank God for everything that you did today by the Holy Spirit, hymns, psalms, and spiritual songs. I thank God. Thank you for playing that song for us. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And I just want to thank God for everything. There's so much. I took so many notes. I got about 3 or 4 pages of notes here. And I just put some of the things, the hallelujah. I thought about when you got to one part at the beginning, there's so much. It's just so much. And good, so much so about how singing in the Spirit will bring chunks of heaven to the earth. And when they talked about, again, about the time of singing has come, I thank God for the review you gave of Amber's message. That was a blessing. I wrote down all 10 of them. And then how it's a part of our arsenal. I love that. I love that. That the Lord our God, I love that Zephaniah 3 and verse 17, the Lord our God is in the midst of thee. And how he rejoices over us in song. What a great blessing. And then I got a kind of a confirmation of, well, I did get a confirmation when you gave Zephaniah and 3 and verse 17 and how that he does joy over us with singing. And you begin to talk about how Hagar, about what Hagar, how God saw ahead. He saw her. He saw when you begin to, how he saw her. And that, and what was such a great blessing is that, you know, I've been ministering on spiritual warfare and about our commander-in-chief, that in order for us to really, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we got to know our commander-in-chief. And so the thing that the Holy Spirit had led for me on the message today in our service is he said, I want you to talk about that I am the God that sees. As your commander-in-chief, I see. I said, look at this, Lord. I said, here you have her ministering on what, it was like a confirmation. And I thank God for it. I thank God for when you went on down and you began to minister about how we can serve the Lord with gladness, that particular scripture that we need to sing more. And that's what about 2 Sundays ago, the Lord had said that during this time, as we, for the rest of this year, he said, I want you to tell, you know, talk to my girls that we need to worship the Lord and stay in a mode of worship and praise and listen to more worship and praise songs with the Lord, because when it goes in our ears, it will get down in our heart and come out of our mouth.
Yeah.
And it does express our faith and trust in God. So I was thankful for that word, even that you gave. It was confirmation to me. You went on to 2 Chronicles 20 and on what happens when we begin to praise. And I was so thankful for that verse because I saw, no matter how long we've been in the word, you see something new and something, when you said it, about the ambushment, to lay in wait, to trap something. And immediately I saw the hindrances to what God has for me as I worship and praise the Lord, that those hindrances were being ambushed. He said they're being ambushed. The things that are coming against you and what I have for you is being ambushed. There will not be any no longer held back blessings, because as you worship and praise me, those hindrances to what I've called you are going to be, are being ambushed. And then when you went on to Psalm 6, and I thank God for that, that we lay hold to his strength. As we sing, we lay hold to his strength and his power. And you gave that great analogy. I was so thankful for that, because that does show us how our commander-in-chief is, how God is to us, like those two lions. You gave that great analogy. Here when he roars, we're in Amos, and you know it said, when the lion roars, who can stand against it? God is like a lion that roars, but yet he's so gentle. He's so gentle.
Yeah.
I was thinking about very quickly, because I know there are others may have something to say. One of my neighbors across the way, she's just made an announcement. She used to live across the street, across the parking lot from me. And she had a little dog, and she was very tall. But yet and still, this little chihuahua-looking dog, she loved that dog. She loved that dog, but she trained him. She disciplined him, but she loved him. And her love of animals, she just announced she's become a mother and that it has changed her life completely. She's moved away from it. The only way I got any contact with her now is through Facebook. But I thought about her, how she was so well prepared as a mother. I said, through the animal that she took care of. Because I came out one day, there was a cat that took up residence in our neighborhood, and the cat was in her car. I said, is that your cat? You know him? She said, oh, no, uh-uh. But the love that she had, I noticed that the love that she had for animals, they would even just draw to her. She wouldn't kick them to the side and kick them to the curb and say, get out of here. She began to feed that cat until he went on to somewhere. I think that he went over and somebody later on, I don't know who did it, but he got killed later on. The little cat did. But the thing that I thought about when you were ministering today about that two-line analogy is the greatness and the fierceness and the terribleness and the awesomeness of the God we serve, and yet his gentle and loving and kindness to us. I said, that is so wonderful. And then I thank God for you even ministering about the song in the night that we can sing. And you're so true. You're so true. I wake up with songs in my heart. When Joe went to be with the Lord, one of the greatest things that happened during that time was the Lord said, sing to me. Worship me. Stay in worship. Stay in praise. And I began to sing unto the Lord and keep those songs in my heart, sing melodies in my heart to the goodness of God, because he is good. There's no fault or failure in him. And he's worthy to be praised. One of the first things the enemy tried to tell me, and God said, now, he had already prepared me for that, that we're to know the love that God has for us. The enemy would say, God don't love you. Or he wouldn't let. And the Lord said, Helen, you got to know too much about me to doubt me. And he began to just minister to my heart. And it was those songs in the night, those songs in the day that brought us through at that time. So I thank God. And then as you closed out, I love the testimony. I know why you cry. You know, I love the song, Through the Years, He Never Let Me Down. He turned my life around. The sweetest days I found with you, Lord, through the years. And as I listen to your journey through the years and your journey in song and what God has given with song, it just blessed my heart. So I thank God for this particular word that God gave to you. Because even though I've not had, I used to sing in choirs and would sing, you know, one of that. I love to sing. From the time I've been a little girl, I've always loved to sing. But I would always say, I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I remember Jan used to tell me, she said, Helen, you can sing. And I would say, I make a joyful noise. I said, you sing. And the Lord would begin to minister as you were talking today. Don't put yourself down. Just go on and sing.
Yeah.
And when you begin to give that impartation, you begin to give that impartation for us to repeat after you and that we're going to just sing and let God do what he wants to do in our voice. We're not going to put us down. I think about with Joy, we kind of make a joke about it. Joy said, she took singing lessons and singing classes, and she said, I can sing. What she tell us all of that? I can sing. And so I agree with Joy. She can sing. Glory to God. So
yeah.
I thank God for that word today. Pastor Mom, I love you. I thank God for the word today. And I thank God for Minister Micheline singing what it is well. And about Horatio Spafford. Thank God for every single part. This has been a very rich meal today. As I've listened today and been blessed. Spirit of God. Thank you. I love you, Apostle and Pastor Mom and all the saints in your respective places. And Minister Rachel, happy blessed birthday. And thank you for the blessing of the gift that you sent. And I'll be getting back with you. God bless you all. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Okay, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Did anyone else want to say anything? I know we're just a little bit past 1 o'clock, but we'll give you a few moments if you want to say anything. Hallelujah. Oh, Minister Rachel.
Hi, I love you, God, Mom. I love you, Pastor Mom, and everyone on here. May the Lord keep y'all strong. And I'll be 43 on Wednesday. You're the 28th. No way, on Tuesday, Lord, forgive me. Yeah, it's hallelujah. And we just lift up the name of the Lord together on that day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So the greatest gift that he's given me is the breath of life and salvation. All right, God bless you all.
Okay, I was going to say, we'll be talking to you before then. Okay, and for your birthday, something really good. So you will. All right, God bless, love you.
Love you too.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to give us like a couple of minutes here. I'm opening up everybody's line. So if you don't have your mute on and you don't want to say anything, put your mute on. But you got a few moments here. If you want to say anything, you could just say it. Your line is open. So, amen. Shout out to Pastor Mark. Minister Micheline, Minister Mary, and Minister Carrie. Good to see all of you here today. Get on if you're not saying anything, because we hear you rustling. Amen. All right. We'll go ahead and close, but I just want to say to you, you find yourself singing, and that voice start kicking in, just throw your head back and enjoy it. And, one of the things that the Lord has me doing lately is I go to this place in Illinois. It's actually a Catholic place where people go for retreat, and they have beautiful grounds there. And I went, they have a place where they light candles. I really don't know anything about that. But in this little area, it's under an amphitheater, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And it has scriptures on the wall, and you go down in this little area where the candles are, and I was down there, and it's an open space, you know, to outside. But, you know, you ever sang in the bathroom, in the shower, and it just, you know, the acoustics are so great, you just feel like you could just sing, sing, sing. Well, in this place, the acoustics are like 1,000 times greater than being in the shower. And I was just down there just singing. And I didn't want to leave because, you know, I don't think I was singing by myself. I know angels had to be there with me because it wasn't like I was using a breath at all. And every scripture that was on the wall, I sang every scripture on the wall and just had just an awesome, awesome time in the Lord singing. And that was one of the latest things that he's had me do. And I just feel, you know, so much stronger in the Lord. You know, this is the time. This is the time of singing. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and close. Praise God. This week, Well, let me tell you, next Sunday is the first Sunday in October, October the 3rd. So, you know, on next Sunday, we will have a tag team preaching, and we'll be doing communion on next Sunday. And so, you know, get your communion elements together, your bread, your cracker, your juice, your water, you know, get your communion elements ready. And then with our tag team preaching, what you can do is I'll add something to it. If you want to do a hymn, hallelujah, because I really love the way that Micheline did that, Minister Micheline did that today. If you just, you know, you have a hymn that you really like, research that hymn and what was behind it. If you want me to play the hymn, let me know. Send me a email or a text or something, and let me know that you want to do a hymn. And you can use your 5 minutes doing that, okay? And I'll have that hymn. If you see it on YouTube, you could send me that hymn, and we'll make sure we load it up to on Get 'Em Radio, and we'll play your hymn next week, and you could talk about that. So we'll add that to our repertoire of things we'll do on tag team preaching. You can also read from a devotional. Like today, even during this service, I read Jesus Calling, amen. And so you can do that as well. Hallelujah. So, you know, just come prepared with something. If you want to preach, you can still do that. You'll have 5 minutes to get a topic and a scripture, and you can go ahead and preach for 5 minutes. But I would love one day for everybody who comes on to bring something that you can share, kind of like a smorgasbord, you know. Bring a little something with you. Amen. So come and bring something and to share. Share your testimony. You can do that. You have 5 minutes to do that because we want to hear from you, and we know that God has something great through you. Okay, on Monday, you know, next Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, our Bible teaching series, and that'll be from 12 noon Central to 1 p.m. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And her Bible studies are always wonderful. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that is 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we need volunteers. I think we have at least one volunteer for this Tuesday coming up. So we need three more volunteers to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes. Amen. Amen. And then we have interpretation of tongues after that. So, and it is wonderful. I mean, I do believe that God is showing us some things about the future. One of the things he was saying was that that leaders are going to be changing so quickly, and it's happening all over the world where leaders are changing quickly. Okay, Wednesday, this Wednesday, we don't have a service, but the next time we will, it will be October the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and that will be prophetic healing. And we'll have Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, with us. And the Lord, I mean, he heals somebody every time we have a broadcast. Not just somebody, he does multiple healings. So if you're in need of a healing, you know someone who's in need of healing, please tell them about it. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and meet us there. And then this Thursday is our last Thursday for boot camp. And wow, what an awesome boot camp it has been with, basic training in spiritual warfare with Pastor Price all of the month of September. Wow. I mean, I have just been supercharged and just even more ready for the battle. Hallelujah. And I know part of the weapons of our warfare is praise and worship. So we, it's almost like this was a little teeny sequel to our, what she's been talking about, the ambushment today that we talked about. So we've learned so much or refreshed ourselves so much with spiritual warfare. So come on, if you haven't been with us all this month, she does a great review before she goes into the lesson. So, and also, you, if you want the about the boot camp in its fullness, you can always Google Gitm Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and you can just put boot camp. And then our Blog Talk Radio link will pop up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So hopefully we will see you this week and next Sunday as well. So God bless you all. Thank you all for coming on today. And we're going to have Pastor Mom close us out in prayer.
Good evening, everybody. I love everything that went on tonight.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you. Thank you for your comments. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't even ask you, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your comments. Amen.
All right. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. Hey, we are the church together. And happy birthday, Minister Rachel.